every single story in the Bible has been analyzed apart. And surely our hope is that a child can discover that story as if they're the first person to discover it. And they should have that freedom to respond to it in a way that has no consequence to anyone around them. These are stories that should be with them their whole lives. So if they can experience it it doesn't matter if it's in the most confused, convoluted, knotted up way, at least they've experienced it, and at least they've responded to it. And if they revisit it in time, it may be in a year's time, it might be in 30, 50 years' time, whatever. It all began at that first reading, and they were allowed to have that freedom to explore it in any way they wanted. If they're told how to chew it, how to digest it, the next time they meet it in 50 years' time, the chances are they'll have exactly the same experience that they had when they were a child. No good to anyone. So my experience has shown me that certainly taking scripture as it is written, acting it out as it is on the page, watching out for any inherited interpretations that they've picked up along the way that they're doing automatically without any real understanding. Watch out for that, and to allow them, just reverse a bit, rewind, and make sure that they've seen that there are other ways of seeing that particular encounter or whatever. A good example would be, if you simply ask children, what would you do if Jesus walked into the room? A lot of them instantly get down on their knees. And you have to ask yourself, why do they do that? Well, they've maybe as children been told that they pray on their knees. And if they pray to Jesus, then maybe they instantly think, oh, I must get down on my knees. But invariably, they'll have seen paintings of people on their knees in front of Jesus. And it's not that that's wrong, but it's good to recognize that they've inherited that. They've been given it without any real experience. Jesus hasn't ever walked in on their lives before, and yet they're already assuming, I must get down on my knees. As soon as you start being aware of the baggage that we do inherit, it starts a process where you start looking at yourself and you start thinking, well, as a teacher, what am I just assuming? What baggage am I bringing into this? And it becomes quite embarrassing, really. I've certainly been embarrassed over the years. I've found that I've got so much baggage, so many paintings in my head of artists, well-meaning artists, that have probably inherited interpretations themselves. But sadly, a lot of the stuff that we've inherited is pretty heartless and soulless. It's really compositional devices. It's hindsight. It's got very little to do with what was happening on that day when people met Jesus for the first time. I think it's worthwhile letting children tell the story in very small ways. These are people who encountered Jesus without any understanding of the enormity of his presence, the enormity of his impact on the world. And so children don't have to lay prostrate on the ground in front of Jesus with absolute adoration. They can just think he's good, or a good teacher, or brave, or their hero, you know, who's willing to stand up to the Pharisees, the corrupted Pharisees, or the Roman authorities, or whatever.